A Nelson coach and Team Hong Kong have won gold at an international curling competition. Nathan Small finished first in the Pan-Continental Curling Championships B division with his team of skip Jason Chong, fourth Woody Cheng, second Jackie Chung, first Ronnie Ma and alternate King Yu, who beat Kazakhstan 10-9 in 11 ends in the final of the tournament held October 19-26 in Eveleth, Min. It's the first time the team won gold, having previously earned bronze in 2022, 2023 and 2024. Small, who has coached the team since 2023, and Hong Kong also finished fourth at the Asian Winter Games earlier this year. "I've never seen a team earn it more than they have," said Small. "So as a coach I am extremely proud of them and what they've accomplished." The Pan-Continental had served as qualifying for teams from the American and Pacific Asia zones for the World Curling Championship. Teams from the A division can qualify for Worlds, which Canada's Brad Jacobs did this year, while teams from B division, which included Hong Kong, can win to earn promotion into the A division. Typically Hong Kong would now be promoted for having won gold, but the World Curling Federation is ending the Pan-Continental in favor of a new qualifying structure that features two divisions. Small said it's not clear yet where Hong Kong will be placed, but he is hopeful the Pan-Continental result puts them in a position to qualify for Worlds. When he started coaching, Small had little time on the ice with his athletes. That changed in the lead-up to this year's competition, when Small took Hong Kong to compete in two World Curling Tour events for practice against top teams. Small said he also played with them instead of staying on the sidelines in order to show them how to adapt to in-game scenarios. "My evolution as a coach has changed from 2 years ago simply picking them up from the airport and doing the minimum, to last year flying to Toronto for 3 weeks and working with them, to this year playing alongside them." In the Pan-Continental, Small returned to serving as a coach and let his athletes take over. Hong Kong stumbled with a loss to Puerto Rico in its first match, but rallied to finish the round robin in second place with a record of 8-2, one win behind Kazakhstan. In the last match of the round robin, Hong Kong trailed Guyana 6-1. Small took a break during the fifth end to refocus the team, who rallied to win 8-7 in the 10th end. Halfway through that game, they flicked a switch after that speech and they just turned on the afterburner jet and played incredible curling to come back and beat Guyana. In the semi-final, Hong Kong edged India 6-5 in an extra end to advance. Then in the final, Kazakhstan scored 3 points in the first end, but Hong Kong rallied with three of its own in the second. Kazakhstan scored 2 points in the 10th end to tie the game and force one more, during which Hong Kong stole a point to win gold. Small is staying on as coach with the team, and will also coach the Hong Kong-China mixed doubles team at a world qualifying event set for January in Dumfries, Scotland. Small wasn't the only Nelson resident contributing to Hong Kong's success. Artist Will Taylor, whose portfolio includes local designs for Torchlight Brewing beer cans and public signage for the Nelson Izu Shi Friendship Garden, was tasked with designing the team's jackets. Small said the final look, worn by both the men's and women's rinks, earned plenty of praise and will be used for the next 5 years. "We were getting constant compliments from the officials, from the fans, from the other teams. There was a bunch of teams that wanted to swap jerseys with all of us.